Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. And we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess. Installment. Y'all correct me. Correct me out there. Okay. It's me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. This is the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. And y'all, parasocial girlies out there. Yes, y'all know I'm very excited, elated. This is our 200th episode, 200 scams. Can y'all believe that? Yes, I love black people because they're going to make some Jamaican air horns, okay? if there's not one playing, we're going to make it with our mouths. And that already gives you a little teaser into who our guests are today. I'm very excited for today's guest. We have two guests. Double trouble. One of our guests is a writer, executive producer, and host of the hit show The Amber Ruffin Show on Peacock. And the other guest has co-authored the New York Times best-selling book, come on, You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey. Crazy Stories of Racism. Couldn't that just be me, right? Maybe it is me. I scam my way into this family. A scamily. Oh, I join. A scamily. Together, they just launched their new podcast series with iHeartMedia and Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Club. Y'all know we love them over here. The Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Congregation, please welcome Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar to the show. Hello, Amber and Lacey. Hello. And Lacey and Amber.
Yay, Lacey.
And Lacey and Lacey.
Lacey and Amber and Lacey.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Yes, thank you for being here. I already know we're about to be on people's nerves because this is amazing for me.
I'm clown.
You meet a black Lacey, you just have to cut up
right?
and act a fool.
You're my first black Lacey.
Really?
Black yes.
Lacey. I keep track. I've met two.
Oh, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. So
you met one in Nebraska?
I live in Nebraska.
Oh, you live in Nebraska. Oh, so you don't meet many black people, period.
First definitely of all, yes. So, Lacey. And the name Lacey? No, you're not going to see that.
No. Mm-mm.
I feel for you, Lacey, Lacey. I have met two black Laceys, and I still know how they're doing in life because I follow them on social media. So
you have to.
How is this name treating people? We need to know.
Right. It seems pretty good.
Yeah.
It seems.
Because you get in the door.
You got a New York Times best-selling book.
Now, you know, on a job interview, that name worked for you, and you know it did.
Yep.
Oh, listen.
Till you showed up. They call your name. They see you sitting there, and they'll call you Lacey, Lacey.
Well,
Lacey.
Lacey's last name is Mosley, so man, her first
black.
Name could be Jessica.
The only Mosley I saw was on Nickelodeon, and it was a white girl. What was her name?
What? Because white people don't know that's a black name. So Lacey Mosley, they're still thinking they're going to see Sarah when you walk in.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
They still
think it was Ned's Declassified. And I also had some science teachers who had the last name Mosley. And I'm from Texas. So I was like, oh, that's so crazy. Maybe your family owned mine. They didn't like that joke.
But it's kind of true. It could be true. The truth hurts.
It's a little awkward. It does sometimes. Just a little bit.
Sorry.
No, I used to babysit and I would leave little door tags on people's door in Texas. And I live in a very white suburb in Texas. And so it would say Lacey Mosley's babysitting service. And they'd call me. I'd be like, hey, it's me, Lacey Mosley. And then I'd show up and be like, where your kids at? And they'd be like, oh my God.
Where them babies?
Y'all got snacks? Y'all got snacks in the fridge? So this name has worked out great for us.
It's telling you.
So wait, up top, I just want to know a little bit more about your podcast, other than obviously I'm in it.
That's right.
Which is great.
Main character.
So sisters doing a podcast. Is this like also about, I know the book is a little bit about racism and how hilarious it is, but what is the podcast about?
I was driving a car and then I stopped it. Our podcast is the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. It is a podcast where we invite a guest on every week and we quiz them about something they're an expert in. We hang out with them and we have fun and then we force them to choose which sister is their favorite?
Yes, we do. And it's always me. So you don't even
it's
have
to. It's not. It's never Lacey. Lacey's no one's favorite.
I don't know. As Lacey, I'm already kind of leaning.
You know who's the best.
Lacey, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. And that goes for Amber, both. I may have known you longer, but I don't know. I just feel this gravitational pull towards Lacey. I can't tell you what it is.
It's natural, and everyone says that. Go with your heart. Just come to the dark side.
Amen. That's where I love to live. Lacey. Mm-hmm. Right. And speaking of the dark side, or maybe not the dark side, we always ask our guests on this podcast, what is your relationship with scams? Like, do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever run any scams that are past the statute of limitations?
I don't know anything about scams. Whenever I think of scams, I think of church.
Ooh.
And how there used to be this old lady at church who was so, she had, do you remember that lady? Mm-mm. She was very big and she had a cane and she would have a very difficult time walking and stuff. Mm. And then one time, oh, you can't say her name.
Y'all
that
said
may
her name.
Or may not be your name.
She probably ain't even alive.
We can bleep it. We can bleep it a little bit.
Say her name. Say she her did name. It. She say did the scam.
And she's like, demanding we don't bleep it.
She got caught. Freaking frolicking down the street, walking free as a bird with no, and I mean, she should have had four canes the way she was hobbling. And then she was just spry, springing along.
But can I add to the, bleepity bleep story?
Okay.
This woman knew that I didn't buy her mess. And whenever she would get up and tell her little sob sad story, I would just be like this, just staring at her. Like I never did the woo woo woo. And then one day she just came up to me at church and said, I don't like you.
Oh, and walked off.
This drama.
Yes.
So she knew didn't she buy the scam. Found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, but was she getting money?
She was stealing money. Yeah.
She was stealing. Okay. And no one suspected her.
And then
her
wanted
because
sympathy because, you know, she played the feeble. So that was a scam.
It was a scam. It was a good one.
That was like one of our first known scams.
But that's not even the Lacey worked at a old folks home.
I worked.
So the girl knows a scam.
And there were scams.
So you got beef with elderly people, Lacey.
Every day. No, I didn't do the scams. You know, people just scam elderly people. So you had to be extra careful. Like, why are you writing a check for $50,000, Carol? To a man you just met online.
It's a casual 50K check.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So people really prey on the elderly a lot. And I saw a lot. And what's really bad, it would be family members mostly.
Oh.
Yeah. It was terrible. But yeah, tons of scams. And they just fell for every single scam. You could call them, you know, hi, grandma. Can I get my grandson needs $200,000. That's not your grandson.
We say it all the time on here. Call your grandma, your grandpa if you want to have any kind of inheritance. Now with Facebook, you can just go read who people are related to and then just call up, you know, mom and pop. And we got AI now, so you can own their voices really pretend to be them. That's something that's starting to happen. So that's the real thing. Wait, I have one more question about this lady, Miss Bleep Bleep, that we were talking about. When they caught her frolicking on the streets, was she confronted? And then she's like, oh no, I caught the Holy Ghost. Ooh, where's my cane? Or like, how do people find out?
But I'm so sorry. You reminded me that, remember when Prophet Billingsley came to church?
Oh, you can say his name.
You can say his name.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Prophet Billingsley.
How do you just start naming yourself Prophet? I feel like if you start calling yourself a prophet.
Lacey, let's do that.
Prophet Lacey.
Prophet Lacey.
Lacey and Lacey. That's our new TV
Prophet
show.
Lacey and Lacey.
Okay.
Sorry. Amen. Go ahead, Amber.
Laid hands on her and she got up and she walked.
If you don't stop.
I just now remembered that.
Yeah, I think I was gone by then.
He got up. She got up and she walked. I can't believe I forgot that. And we were like, what a miracle.
Yo, they were working together as a team. She set up the long con.
Right? Oh, and they could have been.
And then threw some miracle spring water on her. She was like, oh, started dancing, started jigging.
Oh,
I love
my gosh.
It could be true.
We got hoodwinked, but it was fun.
That is fun. Revivals are fun. You know, the music, the hooting, the hollering. Yeah. Somebody, you know, you speak in tongues and then somebody holds a shoe up to your face. Right. You know, it gets entertaining.
It does.
Is that?
It does. You fall to the ground.
Shoe up to your face. Lacey, what's happening at your church? Mm-hmm. She said shoe up to your face. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a Pentecostal, you know, on the side.
No, I grew up in Pentecostal. I never saw the shoe in the face.
Y'all never had no shoe?
Did someone hit you with the shoe?
But we grew up in a white shoe. Pentecostal church, so that's something totally different. I grew up
in a white Pentecostal. Yeah, they don't have the
sasson. There's no shoe. Yeah, we have there's no shoe.
Lacey.
Mm-mm. Listen, you get you a good Payless size 8.5. That's really going to bring the demons out. That's going to bring the demons out. Don't worry about that. But speaking of demons, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. Scams!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot! And we're back. And it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about scams that are popping in the zeitgeist. Or more often than not, we get a listener letter from you all. As always, out there, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. Yep. So, that's right. Lacey and Amber, Amber and Lacey, I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender. Could be anything.
Elijah.
The suspense for that.
Yeah. She was all like,
Elijah. Okay. I feel like we're keeping it biblical.
Yes. And that's what we do. Some people keep it 100. We keep it biblical.
Wow.
At all times. Hold on. Wow. I'll finish reading the Bible right here.
Amen. Y'all should put that on a hoodie because that would go up at the revival. Everybody would want that. $25?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 for $40?
25.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Elijah said, this might be one of the smallest, pettiest scams you'll ever hear about. Love that preface. Love pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it.
Okay.
So Elijah says, I worked with a personal trainer at my gym for about 3 months earlier this year. He complained constantly of how little he got paid and how much the gym took of my payments. So I just want to stop right there. I love this warm up of like, man, you know they're not even paying me. Okay, you got one more set of that. Like, mm-hmm.
Why are you telling
me this?
Let's
do my workout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, Planet Fitness got slave wages. Anyway, pull up. Yeah, make sure your forearms are. Yeah.
Now I got to worry about my cardio and your little feelings.
Yes.
That's not right.
I don't know. See, I beg to differ because my personal trainer and I, who like he did devastate me by moving to Portland to be with his fiance, which I just felt like was very selfish and wrong. Yeah.
It's wrong. It's
but wrong. He, at this, you know, we would hang out. I would go to him 5 days a week. I would go to him after
now,
work.
Lacey,
and we would
stop.
Talk about life. Yeah.
You went to him because he was cute, didn't you? Don't lie.
Okay. I didn't want to be with him, but it was like a little therapy session.
But
was
he cute? Because
he had a body. I wasn't really looking.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Lacey. you're trying to get me into trouble.
I know. I am. Oh, that's true, because you probably still chit-chat. Okay.
No, we definitely do. We do. I miss him. But so anyway, eventually he did get me out the gym. Got me into the park, and I was paying him directly. So, you know, I could see how this would be like a little warm-up.
Okay.
Cut out the middleman. Okay. So Elijah's going to the gym, and the personal trainer's complaining about the coins and all of this, right? So when I suggested, this is Elijah speaking, when I suggested that maybe we could just pay him directly, he was very eager to accept the proposal. Well, of course he'd been warming you up to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He put the idea in your head. You were well, what about? So I sent him $150 via Venmo. Right after that, he canceled our next two appointments. Oh, no.
Oh. He broke up with him.
How did your trainer Elijah start scamming you immediately?
Immediately.
Like as soon as the Venmo hit, they ghosted you?
Gone. But you know where he works.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
And why have $150 when you can have $300?
Right.
Well, you can have $450. Just keep doing the thing.
I feel like stopping a scam at one payment is just
that was a,
not
that
wise.
Was a scam. That wasn't the whole scam. He's a bad scam artist. He could have kept that going. He's not a good scam artist.
So the personal trainer said that he was sick. So after a second cancellation, I waited a while for him to just get back in touch with me for more sessions. Because you're like, okay, maybe he really is sick. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. So when I didn't hear from him for 3 weeks, I reached out. No response. Then I sent him a request for $150 since it seemed like he wasn't going to be doing any more training with me.
Mm-hmm.
He rejected the request almost immediately. So remember, this person has been reaching out. Elijah's been reaching out for 3 weeks,
it's
right?
3 weeks.
No response.
No.
The second that Elijah was like, give me my money back, all of a sudden, the phone working again real fast.
Yeah.
Real bad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So when I texted him to ask, to your question, Amber, like, why did we stop so quickly? When I texted him to ask, what the fuck is up with that dude? I got a text back that said he had died.
No. Thank you. Texted him from the grave. Who texted him?
He got a text back that said, hey, yo, I'm dead.
Now, I am going to try that next week with
someone
a few people.
Someone kept this phone. It was like,
yeah,
I got to handle incoming text messages.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing. I guess it has to be, though, right?
Look, if someone I know dies, I'm not texting you from their phone.
Yeah.
And if you get a text after I die, it's Lacey doing a bit.
Yeah. I need closure. What's going on?
So I guess the text says, he had died. When I probed a little further, they said that he had died of lung cancer suddenly at the ripe old age of 26.
Lung cancer. Sudden.
Well, he did
cancer.
Say he was sick. He went from being your personal trainer and super fit to, like, as soon as you sent him $150, immediately sick.
Died. You chose the wrong death.
Right. Like, hit by a car.
Hit by a car. That's what you go to. My go-to was being hit by a car. When I fake my own
He was
death.
Hit by several buses concurrently. One after the other.
Lung cancer
killed him.
So stupid. He never even looked up what that entails. He just chose a disease.
It killed him in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would actually have to be the first 2 weeks, right? Because that's when he said he was sick. And then he stopped responding after 2 weeks.
Man, you're right. He shouldn't have responded at all.
Oh, that's right.
He waited too long to respond.
Okay, so here are the things that I was confused about when I first heard the story. You said $150, but this is how far away I am from even the concept of a personal trainer. I thought, $150 is for one session.
Oh, no,
that
you're right.
That was what I thought. Is that right?
Maybe two.
Maybe two. It might be
but
two.
But one is, it's really one.
Oh, okay.
It would be one in L.A. But I'm sure if Elijah's not in L.A., he could probably get, or she or they could get two or three, maybe.
Yeah.
Cost right. of living be cute other places.
Uh-huh.
But good old LA, that's one session that's if one you're session. Lucky.
I'm telling
if they don't have that many celebrity clients, if they don't have that many Instagram followers, it's one session.
Mm-hmm. You had to bring your own dumbbells. At 150 in LA. No way.
Listen, Amber, you could post to your story and then maybe you could get it to 150. You got to tag them, though. You got to tag them in your booty cheeks. And
then, no. They'd be like, please untag me.
I love this for us. Oh. So, okay, I'm gonna get y'all to the end so we can answer Amber's questions here.
Questions.
So remember, the trainer's dead, right? Mm-hmm. The trainer is dead. Freshly dead.
He's gone.
He died.
So Elijah kept probing for information, asking about the funeral home, et cetera, et cetera. Elijah says, I kept getting a lot of vague and unsatisfactory answers. Elijah, I love the pettiness because you were like, okay, where's the fune happening? Where can I send my flowers and my condolences? Also, like, why can't you get your 150 back? When people die, they still try to collect debt.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like you could still get your 150 back. Right, where your grandma stay? Because I want my money. So that's when Elijah says, I put on my internet detective hat. This guy has a very common name and had his socials locked down for the most part, so it was hard for me to find him. My secret weapon was his girlfriend, who was always hanging out at the gym when I was getting trained. This man is clearly unprofessional. You should have never sent him money.
No.
His girlfriend at the gym. He talking to you about wages.
Yeah.
And then he died really fast. You know, this doesn't sound like a good dude. So I found her, this is Elijah talking, saying, I found her in his Venmo contacts, which led me to her Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn accounts.
I'm dying.
Okay, Elijah, you should work for the CIA because you was finding the girls. Mm-hmm. You know where everybody was on January 6th. Venmo contact?
Smart.
He found out the girlfriend was... How do you even know that it's your girlfriend on Venmo? Because I Venmo a lot of people after a dinner or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Those kisses and winks.
Mm-hmm. Kisses and winks, is that how y'all do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not eggplant and peach?
No. Everybody don't need to see that.
That's vulgar. Mm-hmm. Again, we are part of the Bible Club. What do we call ourselves? I forgot. It was 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Debbie, you keep it up.
We're keeping it biblical.
Yeah.
Keeping it biblical, yes.
I don't know what this means,
So kisses and hearts and
that's right.
Christ.
Yeah,
and a cross. Prayer hands.
Yeah,
prayer hands.
Prayer sparkles.
Prayer sparkles. She's like, they must be dating.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems so for each other. Sexual. Elijah says, I saw nary a mention of any recent death of a boyfriend on her socials. And that would definitely be on your gram. Mm-hmm. Like, if your boyfriend, you know, gets hit by buses and you don't post about it, I'm like, did you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's suspicious.
Mm-hmm. And I hope that's where this story is going to, that the girlfriend did it.
That there's a murder. You're hoping for a murder. I thought we were strictly biblical. And now we're like, fingers crossed for a murder.
There's a lot of murders in the Bible.
Okay.
That's true. There are like hella murders in the Bible. It's very, that's
not everybody made it through the parting of the Red Sea. But I digress. Go ahead.
I love that spin on the Bible. Not everybody makes it. No. It's true crime now.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's like Jesus is our savior. He's also a serial killer.
Act up. It's true.
Right. Fuck around and find out. Leviticus.
Leviticus. That is all Leviticus is.
Mm-hmm. Right. This could be a good spin. This is how we get Gen Z into the church.
Yeah. It's great.
Get them on TikTok. Like, mm-hmm. Burning bush theories.
You know that exists, Lacey. You know exists.
You know it does.
Burning bush
theories. So many corners of TikTok. My favorite is prison TikTok. So.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. It sounds dark, but it's not. It's like people in jail, like they'll make like prison pizza or like they'll like cook with like whatever they get from the commissary. Mm. They make McFlurries and stuff. Well, don't look at me like that.
It makes me feel sad.
We're judging a little bit, but we still love you.
Okay, y'all, see, That's because of how y'all are thinking about it. I'm going to flip it back on you two.
Oh, what? No, the truth.
I'm thinking, like, this is a moment of levity. Like, you know, we don't know what these people are in for. Like, the carceral system is bad. And at least they get to, like, make fun meals and stuff. And y'all are thinking about it. Like, I'm free. And I'm watching you make your prison food. That's terrible. No, that's terrible.
But that is what you were thinking.
Listen, I'm out and I'm not going back. Carry on.
Wow. Wow. I'm out.
Yeah, she's out of prison.
I'm not going back.
Okay. She's not going back.
As you shouldn't. As you shouldn't. As you shouldn't. So wrapping this up, I don't even know how I got on that. But yeah, that happens a lot here. And it's fine. People understand. So Elijah's monitoring the socials, not saying anything about a dead boyfriend. Elijah says, I kept monitoring her profiles for another week. I'm imagining just like several computer setups and Elijah's just like watching, you know, Venmo on Instagram on each screen. There's something different. So finally yesterday, she posts pictures of herself and the dude hanging out on a hobby farm. I screenshotted it and sent it to the trainer and asked him how he was petting goats this weekend if he was dead.
I love it.
Questions that need answers. Because how you petting ghosts if you did? Mm-hmm. Last time I checked, you can't do that. No. You can't do both.
No, you can't.
Your hand goes through them.
No.
Like in the movies. You go to reach to touch them.
Body.
Your little ghost body can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Who came up with that and why did we all just decide we were going to... It's law.
That's a good...
It's the only ghost... Yeah.
We all agree on that. And I think that's beautiful.
Is it? Because we're all agreeing that basically there's just like dead people like fondling us all the time, but we can't feel it. Like
they're
just like,
they're trying. They're to trying fondle to. Us.
The hand goes through you, Lacey. What are you? Are you not listening to us? We're ghost experts. Now join us on our next show, Ghost
Experts of the Bible.
Amber Lacey, the Bible. Lacey and Amber of the Bible.
Lacey and Amber of the Bible. Okay. Little did you know.
Yes.
So okay. I'm like, gotcha here. This is the gotcha moment, mm-hmm. right? Oh, so Elijah's like, this motherfucker tried to keep pretending, but eventually I got him to admit that he was not dead. LOL. Like, how do you keep trying to pretend that you're dead at that point?
Stop.
He's like, it was a TBT from when I was alive. Oh, why are you talking in the first person?
Yeah. He's not Bryce.
He still insisted, this is the trainer, saying that he insisted that he didn't need to pay me back, though, because he claims I was late for our sessions and that he was underpaid by the gym. So first of all, you just faked your death on me.
Yeah.
Now I'm late for the sessions. And now because you're underpaid at your job, you can steal money from me.
It doesn't make sense. No, you can't make it make sense.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
Does that logic work for you guys?
No,
either of you?
It does not.
It's ridiculous. Give me my money.
Would you go this far? Would you pursue this money
for
$150?
Oh, you mean would you do what Elijah has done? Yes, because that's fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going.
It's fun, and he's right
because we're gonna write a book about it later. Keep throwing all the mess that you can,
and it's gonna be a New York Times bestseller. Yeah. So this sounds like you're gonna win
saying the dumbest
on the back end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I'm all for it.
So to Lacey's point, Elijah keeps going. Keeps going because at this point Elijah's like, you're not dead and I want my coins. So after the trainer insisted that he didn't need to pay Elijah back, Elijah says, I messaged his girlfriend to let her know her boyfriend is claiming to be dead in order to make very small amounts of money. A few minutes after I messaged her, I received a payment from the trainer.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Wow, women are usually in charge.
Yeah.
So she was running things.
There feels like, do you see like maybe a cheatery element to that? Like if he's pretending to be dead, she might be like, are you cheating on me? Are you pretending to be dead? And then, sleeping with other women?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And he probably was.
He'd meet a girl and be like, I died tonight.
Yeah. Baby, I'm fading fast. I'll be dead by 10 p.m.
But I'd like to go to heaven with you around 8, if you know what I mean.
Heaven with you around 8.
Winky sparkles.
Prayer hand emoji and sparkling.
Prayer hands emoji.
Bible.
Bible. Ghost hand.
Ghost hand. I want to touch you with my real hands before I'm just like trying to touch you with my ghost hands.
It's just going
to
go through the rest of my life.
And the ghosts should all know that.
They should. So we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with my favorite part of the show, historic hoodwinks.
Robbery!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud!
And we're back. And it's time for the biggest, most fun part of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where we're going to regale Lacey and Amber. Amber and Lacey, I can't stop doing that.
It's because fun.
That's how I'm a part of it. Say it from now on. You're right.
I'm a part of it, so I just like saying my own name.
Yeah,
it's great.
I know yours is EY. I'm saying it with an I because I'm Lacey with an I.
I can hear it when you say it. I know. I know how you say it. I know.
You can hear the difference?
I can totally hear the difference. Yeah. Lacey's.
No, Lacey and Lacey?
Totally different.
Only Lacey's can hear that.
Only
just
Lacey's
us.
Can hear
it. Because I couldn't hear it.
Special whisper.
Oh, wow.
You don't have it.
Oh.
We've actually been talking a lot, Amber, throughout this.
What?
That you haven't heard.
We're starting our own podcast called the Lacey and Lacey. Lacey and Lacey Show. We don't need you anymore, Amber.
No.
So Lacey, let's...
Amber, you're going to hear this episode and all of a sudden all of your commentary is not in it anymore. Your mic was never on. Did I tell you?
And then she's I go to fight wind. Lacey, but my hand goes through her.
We killed her. She's gone.
Because I go.
Yeah, you died at 10 p.m.,
yeah,
Amber. You
didn't know.
Did you remember?
Amber died 20 years ago.
What a beautiful... Then we get on TikTok and we have... this is a whole empire. I love this for us.
That's great.
So we don't like to scam our journalists, so I'm going to say up top, the story was fully researched and broke in Vice News' Michelle Prothero's article, The Wild Story of the Psychic, the Shake, and $90 million Diamond Heist.
Oh,
so...
Wow.
In our footnotes, y'all will see Michelle's article. Go click over there if you want to know some more details and, you know, give Michelle her clicks. Yes. So today's historic hoodwink where we are going to regale you with a group of criminals, single criminal. Maybe we love them. Maybe we hate them. You can decide. Today we're talking about, well, let's go back to a time. We're going back to early December 2022. Do you remember it?
Christmas. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just the other day. I love everything just is relating to Christianity for Amber. She's like, Christmas.
We love Christmas.
Christ
now. Amber and I love Christmas.
I didn't say December 25th, just December. Mm-hmm. She was
that's
like,
yeah.
That's Jesus.
It is.
He celebrates all month. Okay. Mm-hmm. We go to brunch for him, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, Jesus kind of celebrates longer, right? Because it's like.
Jesus really makes a meal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
We got 40 days.
Yeah, got a lot of.
Then he comes back out the tomb and is like,
not everyone says, Jesus Christ.
And he's like, yes.
And what about it? He was like, when he was dead in the cave, he was like swiping through us with his ghost hand. And he's like, I can touch you again. What's up? Mm-hmm. I love it. So this is early December 2022. Famed British auction house Christie's was forced to cancel bidding on a 13.5 carat flawless pink diamond that was predicted to sell for as much as $35 million. Look at this diamond.
No, I like
Do y'all like rocks
yes,
like this?
Yes, I do. I'll take that right now.
Lacey's diamond D.
I love it.
Okay, I do like a little diamond. I like a little diamond, but I'm also kind of like maybe leaning towards the ones that they make in the lab too.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want a dirty diamond. I don't. I get it.
I don't want a dirty diamond.
Now that you
Sierra Leone.
I'm aware. Yeah. So they have dirtydiamond.com. You can go and buy a. Did I just do an advertisement?
The worst diamonds.
You can find out where you can get diamonds that aren't, you know, dirty.
Really? Yeah. Is this a real thing?
I'm pretty sure it is. Now, I could have made that up, but it's something to that effect. But dirty look, diamond
this
something.
This is Scam Goddess. Not everything you hear is going to be true.
But there are websites that you can definitely go to get a diamond that's not, you know, been mined by
now,
children.
I'm not scamming people. What you hear on the podcast is 100% true.
And it's factual true and because Lacey did it.
What?
And then
which
she,
Lacey?
Lacey Mosley.
Oh, okay.
Has
okay.
run all these things, and that's how she knows.
That's why she is a billionaire, and people don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're outing Lacey on her own show. She's a billionaire because she's ran all these scams.
Wow.
A lot of people don't
know
she's
a
billionaire.
You're not supposed to tell anybody about that and the murders it took to get there.
But that's a diamond encrusted cap. The diamonds are on the inside.
They're on the inside. She likes to feel them on her scalp.
Yeah.
They're not for other people. They're just for me. Yeah. That's how rich I am. It's called Quiet Luxury. Have you heard of it?
Oh.
No, because it's quiet.
Okay.
So we're talking about a pink diamond that's huge and beautiful. And I mean, it's just a rock that we've given value. But I love that for us as a human race. Yeah. It's just a shiny rock and that we're all deciding is worth more resources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, kids are dying, but look at the shiny rock that I need. So it's not known until now how that rock was stolen from one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in the Middle East. Oh, no, not a stealing from the Middle East. So we're talking about the Sheikh. So Sheikh Ahmad bin Jassim is a well-known sheikh for having spent 30 years in Qatar's foreign minister from like 1992 to 2013. Y'all know who he is?
No.
He's very popular.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I don't know who that man is. But amongst the sheikhs, he's very popular. He's the Regina George of sheikhs. So they all know who he is. He was like also like the country's prime minister between 2007 and 2013.
He's doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Sit down, sir.
Let us see.
Take a break.
He had a lot of jobs. Mm. So he was also known by his initials HBJ. Y'all telling us how he was known, but it's still not ringing any bells. Mm-hmm. But okay.
I don't know.
Amber, you don't know who this is?
No. Mm-hmm. Is it you, Lacey?
It's not.
Oh, well, then I don't know who that is.
I feel like out of all three of us, you would be the one to know. So if you don't, then, well, we're just straight out of luck.
No.
So he's also famous for loving the finer things. He once set a record by bidding $179 million on Picasso's Le Femme d'Alger at auction in 2015. I'm just going to say that real fast. Yeah, I'm not going to go back
just go
to
over it. Yeah.
It sounded right, right?
It did.
Le Femme d'Alger.
You're French.
Yeah.
De vous coucher avec moi.
Je sais.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Thank you, Amber. So $179 million for a painting. Like, he's money laundering. Like, let's be so serious and for real. We know what that is. So he frequently vacations on his $300 million super yacht. And his son had made multiple bids to buy the Manchester United Football Club.
Whoa.
Okay. So maybe I should know who this sheikh is.
You need to.
Just for research purposes and love.
Do he
need love?
Yeah, everybody needs it. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, not you buttoning up over there.
It's cold.
And she's mild.
That felt like a church cover up.
Mm-hmm. I left my grandma sweater at home.
Amber says she's modest.
She's modest.
I love that for y'all. I love it. Me too. I'm zipping up my zipper. How dare I show my clavicle like so. So this man is very rich. So now I need to know who he is. And I've always known who he was. Sheikh, if you're out there, what are your biggest fans? Mm-hmm. Me. So according to one analyst, few would combine HBJ's level of like rich and political power. So basically they're saying like this sheikh was so rich and he also was so politically powerful. And like they were like, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be both. No. And that makes sense. We haven't figured that out in America, but it's fine. Shout out to you, Clarence Thomas. My favorite city girl. Mm. Getting flued out and tricked off on.
Oh, huh.
by old Harlan. So love that for him. Crime. So anyway, this man is rich. We get it, right? So among his other reputations, HBJ is well known for his exceptional and extravagant jewel collection, something that rich people like to have, a collection of rich people things. So according to one diamond broker, he basically is like a legend in the diamond industry. Like when he would go into Every Kiss Begins With K, you know, everybody would be kissing on his feet and kissing the ring. You know, like Jared is like, I love HBJ. Everybody knows his name. So here, let's get to the heist. So in April 2019, HBJ, his personal assistant, Magdalena, met a new psychic on Purple Garden, a website she frequently visited that offers advice from psychics. Have you ever visited a psychic?
Yes, I have.
Oh, God.
Okay, in person, did you call Miss Cleo?
Let me tell you this. I went to a party. It was a psychic party. I walk in. There's like maybe two other black people, but everybody else there is white. And there's a lot of people. And the woman is trying to read people in the room. We're just sitting around talking. So she's hearing little things and she'll repeat them back to you. And that's how she gets people to believe that she's psychic, but she's just been listening to you the whole time. Oh. But she couldn't hear the black girls. So what does she say? She goes, I'm sensing slaves. Kid you not. So that was your reach. That was your,
oh my God.
That's the low hanging fruit, lady. I'm black. I'm in the United States. So thank you.
She said, I'm sensing slaves.
Yeah.
Also, like she could have tried to wrap that up in a,
anything. Like, she should have been like someone's boyfriend. Someone just broke up. That's everybody in the room. Someone likes wine.
She couldn't be like, I'm seeing like a railroad.
Yeah.
It's dark. Exactly. It's dark.
Under the ground.
It's underground.
She said slaves.
So the party went downhill from there. But yeah, that's my favorite psychic. Because I love a good psychic. I love a psychic. I love to hear the silliness. Please don't get mad at me, people. But I don't believe in it. Slavery. But I think it's funny. And I like to hear the craziness. But that was the worst one. Yeah. I am sensing.
I think that people can read your energy, and so I'm down to dabble with a psychic. Amber, have you ever seen a psychic or no?
No, not since I'm sensing slaves. No, I never.
Nobody
have, and
slavery
I never
around
will.
You.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. I mean, she wasn't wrong. To be fair,
no, she wasn't.
She
wrong.
Was not wrong. No. I don't know about y'all, but I am a diaspora black, so if she was sensing a little slavery. It was probably. I don't feel like it's that recent. I don't know how that's gonna.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, look, slavery is still affecting us to this day.
Don't make
you know?
Excuses
so she's not
for
wrong.
Cheryl. Do not make excuses
right.
for that woman.
She was like, you're not going to get that home loan because I'm sensing slavery. I'm like, right?
Yeah.
Bitch, she didn't lie. So this is Magdalene, the super rich Sheikh's assistant. She goes to the psychic. Right. There we are. So by June 22nd, the two had grown a strong mentoring relationship, primarily over WhatsApp. And Giovanni convinced Magdalena. So Giovanni's the psychic who was sensing rich. Giovanni convinced Magdalena that her romantic and psychic problems came from her personal jewelry, which were full of bad auras. So he said, all them diamonds you got, bad vibes. Mm-hmm. I'm sissing slaves.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, if y'all want to start being a psychic, maybe start here. Yeah. This seems like a great entry point. Also, I've never had a male psychic. It feels like something men aren't.
Listen, I had a male psychic.
What? Lacey.
Do we have time for me to tell my male psychic story?
Yes,
please.
I need to know.
Went to this male psychic. Again, a bunch of my girlfriends were having the time of our life. I go up to him and he's, okay, first of all, lesson one in being a psychic, don't be specific. You need to sense slaves. You need to be that broad. He said, now listen, girl, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go home and you need to break up with him because you are taking care of his four kids. You're buying all their school clothes. You're giving him all that money to take care of those four kids. They're not your kids. Go home, ask your boyfriend for that money back and leave him. And what did I say? I will. He did all that work. He was that specific. I let him believe that he was 100% right. I said, I will, and I will leave him. And the rest of the night, there was like music and it's like entertainment. And he had a little booth off to the side. He would come to me in between the breaks and go, now you're leaving him, right? And I would be like, I am. You checked on me during the show.
Wow. And
that's my male psychic story. So who's that specific?
They're bad at it.
He's bad.
They're bad at it. I just don't see men reading a general room that well. Saying. So the spirit realm, mm-hmm. that's too much. Yeah. That's a step too far. But men cannot be psychics.
I went home and left that man right away.
And his four kids. And you got your money back, right?
I got my money back for all those clothes from Target. All of them.
Yeah. Like, I hope you snatched them right off the little kids' backs. Give me that. Still got the tag on it. I'm not your mom. It's a beautiful story. It's like a reverse kids, Tyler Perry story.
No.
Also, I love him coming back to check with you. That gives me like very
to
like,
give me no, strength. You can do this. Right. You're leaving him, right? I am. I am.
And taking the money with you.
Yeah, that's right. Get my money back.
If you've ever been to like a hypnotist show, have you ever been to one of those?
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of that energy of like, you can stay on stage longer if you pretend to be hypnotized. Yeah. But if you don't mm-hmm. pretend, they kick you
they
off.
They kick you off. You're not in it. Yeah.
So he was like, let me tell her like the boldest lie and let's see if she'll go along with it. He might have four kids though, Lacey, that you didn't know about.
He might.
You need to get your money back.
Mm.
So at this point, Magdalena, she's talking to Giovanni for some reason, all in it. She had already sent Giovanni almost $150,000 in fees over 4 years. So it was little work for him to have her send personal jewelry for aura cleansing. So it's been 4 years that Giovanni's been talking to this woman and listening, apparently. This is a lot of listening for a man. Mm-hmm. I'm really slandering y'all out there. This man. So sorry. Some of you are fine. But so now he's like, send me your jewels. We've known each other for 4 years. I'm going to put some sage on them or whatever. And then I'm going to run them back to you. So a few weeks later, Magdalena's jewelry was returned to her safe, whole and cleansed of the bad spirits. So he actually did what he said he was going to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm with it. I'm kind of with it. Okay. So basically now what we call this in scams is like you give a little to get a little or to get a lot. Mm-hmm. Right. So he's got her trust. He sent the jewels back. So now he's going to get what he's actually after. We already know exactly where this is going. So Giovanni had bad news when he sent the jewels back. He said, you know what? The bad spirits that infected your jewelry, they actually came from your boss's jewelry. Remember HBJ, the rich sheikh who loves jewels, who's like the bad bitch of the jewelry mine?
Yes.
Yeah. His vibes had jumped off. His jewelry vibes had jumped off onto yours. So I'm actually need to get those too so I can cleanse them as well. The only solution is to, you know, wipe those up. But the only problem was the collection is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? So it's kept in a vault with security cameras and it's in the capital of Qatar.
Oof.
Which like we know is not a very safe place. But for jewelry, extremely safe. Mm-hmm. People, not so much. So the two hatched a plan. And lucky for Magdalena, it began with Giovanni casting a spell to make her invisible to the cameras. So now she's finna be a ghost.
Okay.
So the spell didn't work. Did you see that coming?
No.
That the spell
I didn't. I thought it was gonna work.
I have faith. And I get that from the Bible. Keeping it biblical.
Bit coming back every 10 minutes is my new favorite thing. And y'all need to make the sweatshirts because I'm telling you, the saved will take them. Okay. One for 25, two for 40. Mm-hmm. I want one. Okay?
That price is anointed.
So, it is.
That's a good price, right? Mm-hmm. You get $10 off if you get two. Mm-hmm. I'm giving deals in his name.
Amen.
Because that's what the Lord would want. Mm-hmm. So the spell didn't work. So sad. On June 12th, 2022, security cameras recorded Magdalena entering the vault for about 10 minutes. But it would be several more months and three more trips to the vault before HBJ's security team would actually be alerted to Magdalena's activity. So they saw her going in there. But remember, she works there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably
okay.
They're not pressed. No. She works for him. So maybe he needed to get some of the jewels out. Also, why have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of jewels if you're just going to keep them in a box?
What are you doing?
Like, at least be out here like goofy-ass King Charles, like, wearing, like, crazy hats with all your stolen jewels, you know?
Why not?
Give us...
That's how I wear my stolen jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Give us a pimp cane, a.k.a. a scepter.
Yes.
Just right on my crown. A good old... Who doesn't love a good scepter?
People have scepters, and that's real.
We should start selling them.
Let's have scepters.
Yeah.
You should.
Because we're kings and queens.
Yay!
That's
I also love
it,
just like the
Grand Rising.
The British monarchy is just walking around like Jerome Rome from Martin right now. Like they wear the same clothes.
For it.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes. So Magdalene paid 335 Qatar riyals. It's like $92 to send a package from Qatar to this address in Davenport, Florida, via FedEx.
Oh, no. No.
Okay. If your psychic is a man and they're in Florida, your psychic is Florida man?
Yes. Something right about that. Yeah. I dated guy from Florida. And that's how you have to say it. Florida.
Oh, Florida.
He was like Florida.
Florida.
Oh, that's how was he it said. Florida?
No.
Lacey used to date Florida.
I used to date Florida. I didn't want to say it, but I did. But that's how you say. You don't say Florida. You say Florida.
Okay.
Florida. You do say Florida.
You just
depending
say Florida
on where
is
you're
like
at.
16 syllables. Florida.
If you're in Miami, it's Florida.
Oh, Florida.
It's never Florida, though.
That's true.
Yeah, it's never Florida. We've agreed on that. So, okay.
So we're giving, it's giving, Davenport is giving Florida. Mm-hmm. That's not giving me Florida. Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
So the first envelope held what would be eventually be 17 pieces of high-end jewelry worth at least $90 million.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
$92, FedEx. Mm. With 90, that doesn't feel like you got insurance because diamonds are heavy.
Mm-mm.
So you didn't even get insurance on this $90 million. I don't think FedEx would allow you to send $90 million worth of anything if they knew.
If they did, it would cost more than $92 to send it.
Mm-hmm. What year was this? 2022? FedEx didn't have no deals in 2022.
And was it just like a bare envelope? A box cost $8,000,
right?
From Qatar to Florida? That'd be $1 million.
I don't know.
Yeah, what kind of FedEx I got going on in Qatar? I know the exchange rate is like 335.
She got the cheap discount. That's what she got.
She sent it.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was Work's that's FedEx account. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes.
She's with a shake, so she don't get shaked down like we do. Because I'm like, $92 for it to cross several oceans? I'm sending something to my friend. She's like 30 minutes away. They're like, that'll be $600.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you like insurance? Because we're going to throw it around. It's going to be broken.
We're going to kick it into the truck. So you better.
So if it's not a soccer ball, you need to get that insurance.
Literally, because we're going to treat it that way. No matter what. That's our policy. Yeah. So three more packages were shipped after that to the Florida address. And one to Paramus, New Jersey. Now, these are not places that you send $90 million.
Paramus.
Mm-hmm. Paramus.
That's right.
Paramus, New Jersey.
Paramus. Pajamas.
New Jersey and Florida are places I feel like you don't mail expensive things.
No,
am I wrong?
We're so wrong, but
we're a little right.
Poor New Jersey.
So meanwhile, I'm always getting on Jersey's ass. They're going to be mad at me. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Jersey. You know I'm not. I forever will drag you out. but I love you. Keep listening. So meanwhile, Giovanni successfully cleansed the jewelry and increased his rates to account for the exhaustion of working with so many pieces of expensive jewels with such bad vibes. So it was $50,000 per package.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
So FedEx only taking 92. He's taking 50K a package to clean them.
This woman.
To clean not her jewelry?
Yes, to clean not her jewelry that's in a safe that she never sees.
I don't care for this.
So getting caught. We're wrapping this one up. So the first red flags that popped out was Giovanni was reluctant to return the jewels the way that he received them via FedEx. Instead, he told Magdalena he'd meet her in Cannes, France, where she'd be accompanying HBJ on a summer vacation. So now he want to go to Cannes. He want to go to the film festival. Then he going to bring the jewels.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Makes sense to me. So Giovanni didn't show up, and when Magdalena messaged him in a panic, the charade came to an end with him brazenly attempting to gaslight her. He said, "Please stop. I do not know what you're talking about. I don't think you need a psychic. You need a psychiatrist. God bless you, and please stop harassing me.
Oh.
I'm dead."
I'm a ghost.
That's but it feels horrible. Like that's where we're going. Yeah. It feels like we're having another dead situation.
Why do I feel sorry for this lady, even though she's not very bright?
I feel bad for her.
Because she knows she's going to prison.
I don't even know if she's going to prison. This feels like she might actually disappear.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you take $90 million from a sheikh who's got political ties.
Yeah.
Shaky don't play that.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think you get a trial for that. No. I think they take you to the Guantanamo.
She better not
talk.
She doesn't need to ever go home. Change.
Ooh.
Oh. Change her identity.
This is the kind of money that they start picking up your family members for. It's not even just you. All of a sudden, your granny's like, Lacey's like at the home with your granny.
Yeah.
Like, that's why she was writing that $50,000 check, because Magdalene is in trouble.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, this is
so dangerously stupid. Like, you have a whole job and someone tricked you into that? How?
They tricked you into stealing.
What?
No.
Also, I don't imagine that you get this kind of job easily.
No.
Like, you're assisting a very, very rich, politically connected person. You got to be some kind of somebody smart.
I'm such a geek. You can't convince me to bring you a pen from work. I'm like, I can't do that. They'll get me. I'm going to jail.
Okay, so what if the Sheik interviewed her and she was like, Sheik, you're so shaky. I love you so much. And I'd like to serve you and do everything you tell me to. And then she's one of those people. You know, she's like severely subservient. And so then the Sheik liked that. And he didn't realize that that means you're a fucking idiot. And then she fell for everything the psychic said.
Oh, like she's getting him hot Cheetos at 4:30 a.m. Like she's like on call all the time.
Can you
we'll
get
do
somebody
whatever.
To do that? She's like, because you just said hot Cheetos, Lacey.
Oh,
I do
no.
anything for some hot Cheetos.
Now we have to get
now,
hot
if
Cheetos.
Now, someone said, now we got to get hot Cheetos today. Yeah, if someone said, bring me those diamonds and I'll give you back hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Lacey, now I see my whole world unraveling. Okay.
Lacey, I need this not to be the thread that unravels
it
was, the,
it,
the world.
It would be. It would be. Cheetos. It would be. If they were like, just go into this bank.
You're going to be invisible.
Yeah, poof, you're invisible.
And bring us $50,000. We don't care how you do it. And you get a bag of hot Cheetos. I'm going to think about it.
You're like, how big is the bag? We're
then
talking
then later you're going to see me with orange fingers.
And handcuffs.
And hot breath.
That's how we know you did it. We see you with
the
dust.
Her fingers and her teeth. She did it.
Yeah, we didn't even really have to fingerprint the bank. It was like red fingerprints everywhere, mm-hmm. all over the vault. Oh, you might be right. So Magdalena, God, girl.
We need to find out what her
so
hot Cheeto was. Something, she did that for some reason.
The vibes.
Yeah,
she did it for vibes. She said that all the diamonds were getting clean. That's all she wanted.
She really
so upon realizing the scam, way too late, Magdalena babes, she
late.
Finally confessed to the Sheik and his security team. In collaboration with authorities, they were able to track the real Giovanni down through his internet activity and through $90 million in jewels being FedExed to his real home under his real name.
Real? No. She lucked out. She got a doofus scammer and he scammed a doofus person. Okay.
He was just as dumb as her.
He was
just two dumb people
as dumb as her. I thought
having
he's
a fun
disappeared
time.
Off into the wind. They're never going to find him. No, he was home eating hot Cheetos and they found him.
Right.
They caught him.
It's give it SpongeBob and Patrick. Like, we're on the same playing field.
It is. Oh, they're both doofus. But that's okay.
I love them. When I was young, I was SpongeBob and Patrick. And now I'm Squidward. And I finally understand.
Yeah.
I understand why he was always so annoyed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Squidward's an adult who's paying bills and has, like, lost
old
faith
adult.
In humanity. And I'm like, oh, I get that.
Yeah. We are all Squidward.
I'm with you, Squidward.
I fear that I'm the lady who teaches him how to drive. That big blowfish.
You're Mrs. Puff. Like, oh God, whoa.
That's me.
Amber's Mrs. Puff. Oh my God.
I'm always more Amelia Bedelia than anything else. Oh, whoa, whoops. Whoa.
That's and then puff it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Love that for you.
Thanks.
Very goofy, very fun. So Giovanni was in fact John Lee, a 56-year-old Florida and New Jersey resident. Obviously, we know where you live, bro. You were sending the jewels to your homes.
No.
Once they had John, the authorities raced to track down the jewels.
Thank you for showing
him. Thank you. Oh, gosh.
I had questions.
Oh, John. Jump scare.
Yeah.
I had questions.
Oh, no.
Okay.
John looks very shady. Mm-hmm. And, like, remember, Giovanni is who John was pretending to be, who doesn't look like this. Because if anybody like this told me they were a psychic, I would be like...
No. Mm. I don't believe it.
Mm. Like, I don't. Are you predicting that I'm about to get robbed?
Right.
Are you predicting you about to hit me over the head?
Shady as hell.
You can't see tattoos in this picture. yet it feels like he's covered in tattoos. You know what I mean?
Amber, now you're being judgy.
Hey,
okay.
No, you know
I'm covered
there.
In tattoos.
Okay, never mind.
Hey, really?
No, I have one tattoo and I think I'm the best.
Look, Amber, I don't think you're covered.
I literally have two of the smallest tattoos you've ever seen.
And now you're covered
let's
in them.
Let's not call. Let's not say you have two. She has a dot. Because when they did the dot, she screamed.
Two dots.
She doesn't have tattoos. Everyone,
the way
listening.
That de-escalated so quickly, no, we went from like covered in tattoos to two tattoos.
It was when she was in prison. She was trying to prove that she was tougher than everybody.
And then I didn't.
And then they went and she fainted.
I love that for you. You're still just as hardcore as John. I'm sure you guys have the same amount of tattoos. But we always post these photos on the Scam Goddess Pod Instagram so you guys can be able
you
to
gotta
see.
Look at it.
Please look at this man.
And ask, and then we can all wonder if he has tattoos. Or maybe we'll find out. So once they had John, the authorities are like racing to find these jewels before they're recut, sold, and forever lost. So before John was arrested, he had begun to sell the jewels, to two diamond jewelers in New Jersey. Imagine selling $90 million diamonds in New Jersey.
Yeah. In New Jersey.
In New
he went
Jersey.
To the corner pawn shop.
No.
Lord, help us.
No, he did not.
Like, there's diamonds. There's also a guitar there.
There's nothing.
Diamonds.
There's a lawnmower. There's a lawnmower, a guitar,
a lawnmower. Yeah.
And some diamonds. Yeah.
One amp, no plugs.
No.
You know what I mean? Somebody's granddaddy's watch. Yeah. Like, that's where I'm getting.
There. That's sad. Like, old war medals. Guys, don't. How horrible. Yeah,
Don't get your diamonds there.
Don't get your diamonds.
So he traded the pink diamond that HBJ had paid $31 million for in 2010 to one dealer for about $8 million in watches and loose diamonds.
Oh.
So he traded a diamond that was worth $31 million for like some loose diamonds and a few Rolexes. Let's give it Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He went to Adam Sandler.
Yes.
And he got an opal for a $31 million diamond. Like, what is this man's problem?
Oh,
he did not have no business having this kind of wealth. He didn't even know how to, like, steal it. He could come on, man. So while he was supposed to be in Cannes to return the cleansed jewels, he spent August 2022 trying to sell items to various other dealers. That's the other issue. It's like, when you have something this expensive, it's actually very difficult to offload because... Who do you know that's got $31 million lying around for a rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. Like, nobody. Where do you try to sell this? Like, you're on the corner. Like, other people got roses. Other people got oranges. You got, like, a blood diamond. Like, where are we getting rid of this?
No. No one wants it. J-Lo might. Okay, sorry. J-Lo might.
Yeah, you can find
Everyone
J-Lo.
Else, no.
Mm-hmm.
She could cut this into at least her next four engagement rings.
Yeah.
So that she would be a great buyer for this.
That's right.
So according to one investigator, it would have been nearly impossible for the dealers to have been completely unaware of what they were buying. Someone comes in with a $31 million diamond without setting and no GIA certificate. They accept $8 million in watches and other diamonds for it. It's obviously illegal. So whoever like got that diamond knew it was illegal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you shouldn't have this.
Oh.
That's like if I came in somewhere and was like, hey, I got them new clear coats. How much you want for them? Hot Cheetos? How big is the bag?
Did someone say?
Oh, she's gone. She ran away.
She's at the Pentagon.
I'll get
Lacey's scaling the Pentagon right now. Mere mention.
That's right.
So you know it's illegal. So John is currently awaiting a court date. And as of now... most available information, Magdalena remains in Qatar and has not been charged in connection with the case.
Oh, wow.
I'm okay with that.
Because she died. You can't charge
her. She's gone, isn't she? I need to see
Once
her.
Once you're murdered, you
Please,
can't be charged
Magdalena, blink. Tell us you're okay. Are you okay?
She's not.
Magdalena. They said you were okay, but it didn't come from you. They sent us a photo of you petting a goat.
Mm. Yeah. And your hand is going through
the
goat.
She's gone.
You cannot pet the goat.
Going through the goat.
Maggie, poor thing.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Amber, Lacey, and Amber go. But before we do, we're just going to do a quick scammer of the week. This is where we just highlight a charlatan who's worthy of our praise. Maybe not. Today, we're talking about 68-year-old Los Angeles native who's been indicted on 5 counts of wire fraud related to a fake hemp scheme. Why are you doing hemp in L.A.? You could sell weed in
you
L.A.
You could have weed. What are you doing?
We have weed.
Mm-hmm. No, man, so old school.
What's really sad about this is he was just wrapping up 135-month house arrest for fraud.
Oh, man.
How do you get 135 months of house arrest?
How much do you get for the hemp? I feel like that's what?
Hemp better cost -$2.
No, I mean, how much time is he getting
for this?
You have to
bother me with freaking hemp while weed is...
So this is his previous crime. So he was doing hemp fraud while he was on 135-month house arrest. Which also, how do you get that long of house arrest? That sounds amazing. He's definitely white.
He's a white.
This is not something to tell black people about.
He's a white man.
Well, he was white at hemp. Hemp was what made him white.
Clued me in right away. Hemp fraud.
Had me at hemp. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. I should have known sooner. Like Magdalene, I should have known sooner that he was white. But how do you pay your bills if you're on house arrest for 135 months? Does the government pay them? And it's like you're in your own jail?
You need that money. They did it to him.
Oh, my God. Do you? Wait. I have never thought of that before. Who pays for your house if you're on house arrest? Oh, wait. You can go to work when you're on house arrest. I think that's true.
I think you can. Because you're wearing an ankle bracelet.
And you just have to be back at a certain time.
That's
right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You can leave your house. It's just like, okay, you're right. So Mark Roy Anderson was caught falsely telling investors that their money would be used for hemp, like a hemp farm that he owned in Central California, where he extracts CBDs, you know, for relaxation and calmness. Yeah. So Mark has a 30-year-old string of fraud convictions, including a 1980s Ponzi scheme where he took money from investors to purchase and restore historic buildings around the country. I love this. I love this. He knows rich people. He's getting them involved. What are they doing with that money? Hoarding it. They're not paying taxes. Ooh. He's their tax.
Aww,
Mark.
That's what a beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah, this is really sweet to me.
You guys, you know so what? Scams are fun. And before
they
I came on this podcast, I thought they were dishonest. And now I know it's good.
And now you know it's good and a good time.
And if you can get hot Cheetos for it,
then I would do anything. And just if you were curious, wrapping this up here, he was on the 135-month house arrest because he cheated investors out of $9 million for what the FBI says was a misdescribed oil business. So snake oil instead of real oil.
Baby
I love
oil.
That.
I don't know where this oil
yikes.
Came from.
He's been doing crime forever. Good for him. Yeah. And unfortunately, he's being held without bail now, not in his house. And the maximum sentence that he could get is 20 years in prison. So, Mark, I hope you don't go to jail because you sound fun.
He does.
He can have a house party at his house. He'll be fine.
Yes. Well, all right, y'all. Thank you so much for being on the show. We always ask, where would you like to be found? Anything you want to plug? Any socials?
I don't know. I think I'm Amber Ruffin on Instagram. And I think I'm Amber M. Ruffin on Twitter. I don't know, though.
They'll find you.
They'll find me. I'd like to plug the Amber and Lacey and Amber show on iHeart. It's a wonderful podcast. I'd like to plug, The Wiz is coming to Broadway, and I rewrote it. It's coming in 2024, and it's going on tour this fall. Oh, but what's on Broadway right now is a musical called Some Like It Hot that I co-wrote, and you should see it, because it's shit.
It's amazing.
Love it. Love it. Can't wait for The Wiz to ease on down the road on tour because I want to see it. And I also just wanted to make that pun. Lacey, where can we find you? What do you want
people
to get into? Love that.
You can look up my name, Lacey Lamar. I really think I am. Amber, I'm Lacey Lamar 1 on Twitter. I think I am.
She don't know.
I'm old. Okay? Just listen to the podcast. That's how you're going to get me. The Amber and Lacey,
we'll
Lacey and Amber show. And then my new podcast, the Lacey and Lacey, Lacey and Lacey show with Lacey Mosley.
With Lacey Mosley.
And Lacey Lamar.
and Lacey Lamar, both Lacey's. Get into it. Spelled differently. I love this. We made this. It's happening. As always, y'all, if you want to see the photos of these people who may or may not be tatted up, Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to follow me and my nonsense, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. Congregation, stay Magdalene. Okay? Also a name in the Bible.
Stay Magdalene.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamming.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.